Hello, Brett.
Good morning.
How are we travelling, mate?
Yeah, we're travelling all right this morning. Beautiful day here in Melbourne.
Awesome, mate.
The Asian Pacific Championship this week on Fox, so I'm preparing for that. Go out to Royal Melbourne today and be commentating on that this week with Frank Nobolo and Bill McAtee. Winner of the tournament gets in the US Masters next year.
Yeah, right, so how big's that tournament, Brett? I mean, that's big to get in the US Masters, by the way, but what sort of field are we going to get?
Well, it's obviously a lot of Asians. The home team this week, they get 10 players in. So we've got 5 from Victoria, 2 from WA, 2 from Queensland, and 1 from South Australia. Guys like Jeff Drayford, Ryan Ruffles, Lucas Herbert, Anthony Madaka, a bunch of good players from here, and the rest will have 2 from every other country. So, look, it's a big event, and since the US Masters team got hold of it, and the R&A, they've turned it into a massive event because of what it's worth to the winner. So, as I said, the winner gets next year the US Masters and also into the finals of the British Open qualifying for next year as well. So it's a big deal. And then, look, as soon as the US Masters and the R&A put a stamp on it, mate, sponsors are coming out from left, right and centre, and it goes to 150 countries this week as well, TV rights. So it's a big deal. It's good.
Yeah.
Good for golf.
Jared Lyle, mate.
Chipping away.
Isn't he?
Chipping away, yeah. He's made, he's had 20 events to get 283 grand. He's made 53,795 in 2 weeks. So he's chipping away. It's good to see. And he's back in Australia to play our events now in the summer. So he's got 18 more events to make about 280 grand. So he's making 2 cuts and making 2 weekends, I think, was what he was looking for in the first 2 events over there in America. So well done to him. It's good.
I'm still trying to get my head around this, the 2015 season's underway, and when we're talking about keeping your ticket for next year, we're actually talking about the year after the one we're doing.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like,
it's weird, I know. It really is weird. I mean, it's strange. I know. But anyway, it is what it is, and that's what Tim Fincham's done.
Okay.
So, anyway, Ben Martin won the tournament. Ben Martin.
Who?
Heard of Ben Martin? Yeah,
no.
Ben Martin. Been out for a couple of years. And what about this? I laughed at this. I had a look. I looked him up. What did he shoot? Did he play the fries.com last week? Oh, yes, he did. Here he is. 78, 79, and missed the cut. This week and comes out and shoots 1,800 and wins a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Don't you love golf?
Work that out.
Don't you love golf?
Things aligned. I wonder what it was. It has to be mental, right?
Incredible. I don't know. You get to a place where the
maybe
weather's
got
beautiful
some.
And no wind. Golf course suits you. It's not a long golf course by any means, TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas. It obviously just suited his eye. The week before, Silverado course in Northern California was long. So that tells me that, okay, Ben Martin, not one of the longest hitters out there, but very, very straight the way he played at Summerlin and putted the spots off it, which is what you need to do to win on a PGA Tour, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Dave Graham inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, next year, one of the nominees. Fantastic to see the dog, and well-deserved too. 1979 US PGA champion and 1981 US Open champ. It's been a long time coming, and he will join Dame Laura Davies, who got that dame in front of her last week. Congratulations to her. Mark O'Meara and A.W. Tillinghast, who was, a lot of people wouldn't know this guy, but he is way up there on the top of the tree for course designers. Oakland Hills, Pine Valley, Baltusrol, Bethpage Black, Wingfoot, and the list goes on and on and on. I mean, over, I reckon, 200 courses this guy did back in the early days. So, well done to David Graham. And, I mean, his first major, I'll never forget it, was when I was just starting to get into golf, 1979 US PGA. He had a 2-shot lead with 1 hole to go. Cruising to victory, took a double bogey up the last, and then got in a playoff with Ben Crenshaw. And then the first 2 holes, he was out of it, hole 2 massive putts to stay in it, and then beat Crenshaw in the 3rd hole of sudden death. And that was his first major championship. And then obviously in the 1981 US Open, he became the 4th Australian to win a major championship after Jim Ferrier, Peter Thompson and Kel Nagel had done it previously. But the first one, big note, 1981 US Open. So well done to him.
Is he still living in Texas, mate? Or?
No, he lives in Montana, up in the hills. And I saw him earlier this year at the US Masters, and he was putting the flags out for the Masters committee. Had a good chat to him there. He was always good to me as a young kid growing up and coming through here. I, I played a few practice rounds with him when I was just starting out in 1985. I played the New South Wales Open at Coolangatta and asked if I could join him for a practice round. And that was pretty much the first time I'd met him. And from there, I got a pretty good friendship going with him.
I remember that. He'd come out and he was getting paid. I think that one of those championships, mate, were worth $50,000. He was getting $100,000, $75,000 to come and play. And there was, at one stage, talk of a strike, I remember. It's a long time ago. And he said, what are they complaining about? Because when I started out, you know, Nicholas and Palmer and, you know, Trevino and all these guys, they were all getting money. And I just thought, I'm going to go away and practice and one day I might become,
that's right,
be able to demand appearance money. And it just sort of made sense.
Well, you know what? You put that into perspective. You're saying, the prize money was 50 grand, you got 100 grand.
Something like that, mate.
Telling you now, the prize money now is 1.25 out here in Australia for our tournaments. And some of the guys, like Tiger, what, 3 million?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So put it in perspective, the top players, and McIlroy will be getting a million.
Yep.
That's almost the prize money of what we're earning. So what we're playing for. So it's in perspective. We're just 40 years down the track.
Yeah. Are you got tips this weekend?
Well, Scotty Hend had his biggest win on
Hong Kong
on tour last week, and I was so happy for him.
Bonkers.
Such a great guy up in Hong Kong on the Asian tour and the European tour co-sanction event. But, you know, he's a guy that's 41 years of age from Queensland that's played the world tours. He's now got a card on three tours. He won three times in Asia last year, right? And he was one of the top 100 players in the world. He went over, he lives in Florida. He tried to get a start on the web.com tour this year. How many starts did he get? Zero.
Really?
Can you believe that? Mm. Just goes to show, you know, four spots every week on the web.com tour for sponsors invites. Didn't get one. And they're all giving them out to the younger guys. And, I mean, I really felt for him anyway. He went out and won on the weekend. It was great to see. Beat Angelo Key from Philippines in a playoff. And now he's got a two-year exemption on the European tour. And things have changed for him. That's great. Marcus Fraser, too, finished fifth in that tournament. He's been 8 months out with a wrist injury, so great to see Fraser back and playing golf tournament golf again. Well done to him. Drummond Golf this week, massive four-day sale starts this Friday, so make sure you get into Drummond Golf. 20% off selected product in Drummond Golf. And also the golf show tonight, Gary and I have Golf Australia CEO Stephen Pitt on tonight. To have a talk about all things in amateur golf, and we don't hold back, me and Gowie. So enjoy that tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Fox Sports. Anything else, boy?
No, we've run out of time, Bogues.
Lovely.
Thank you so
lovely
much.
To talk to you. Have a great golfing week, everybody out
see
there.
See you, Bogues. Yes, we thank Brett Ogle every week. He's a spark, isn't he? 8:30.
I like him.